So, before to start there to night Dhamma talks, we should pay homage to the owner of the this Dhamma, to the Buddha, by the recitation of Namo Tassa three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. So, tonight I choose the Dhamma talk's names: freedom from human life or freedom from life. Do you want to wish to free from human life? You see, no, in this meditation hall, so most of the meditator, so who are more, men and women, so women, female meditator is more than male meditators. So male are where is the more? In the prison. So I think no, male are more in the prison. Because of that also, you see, in our Buddha, no, view also, in the Dewa plane, man and woman, Dewa and Devi, female deity and male deity, which is more? No. Female deity is more. Because of that, one no, male no, deity, he can get left side 500, right side 500. So because of that, you also, if you want to get 1,000 consort, try to attain the Dewa life. You see, not in this meditation hall, female meditator and male meditator, so male female meditator are more. You see, in our Buddhist religions, so more, no, the female are, they do almsgiving, resting in precepts, meditation. So no, really, so mainly support of the four requisites to our Buddhism as most are the female donors. Because of that, so no, another one also, because of this female saboda, some monk also they disturb. Because of that, Buddha also give the admonish, if we related no, with the woman no, donor also be careful. So for that reason, so as a bhikkhu like also, whoever offer us, so we must careful to relate that only. So another one also, in the our Buddhist religion, no, women are, no, women have strong faith and volition in the Buddhism. Sometimes also they face tragic event. So because of that, I have compassionate that with sympathy for them as my mother, my auntie, my elder and younger sister, my niece, so because of desire to liberate their suffering for them, I choose that this title. Another one also, you see in our no, human life, so Buddha also expounded there are five difficulties to attain in this world. These are the rebirth of a Buddha in the world is rare indeed. To be born a human being, they are indeed rare indeed. To faith in the righteous Dhamma also rare. Ordination as a bhikkhu in the sadhana and to hear the true Dhamma also very rare. So these are rare to obtain in this world. If we look in the rare chance of human world, because of different feature, mark, sign, behavior, work and way, we say man and woman. In the beginning of this human world, all are same feature only. You also, you must know, as a Christianity, they think Adam and Eve, no? They eat the apple. Because of that, this behavior, no? Their feature changing. After that, so they attach each other. Our Buddhist, no? View, beginning of there, this world, all are same feature because of they descend from the Brahma world. After that, they eat there. They have eaten there. The pregnant swine. After that, they are, no? Feature are changing and attachment arising. Because of that, men and women are different. But really, main cause, if we see, because of ignorance, craving, clinging, men and women are different. So that also, in our Pa'ao Center, Pa'ao Siara also, he said last night, when the meditator finished the discernment of mind and matter, for the knowledge of discernment of cause and condition, to brightest the Paticca Samuppada, meditator has to see their past life. At that time, they have seen their past life. Most of the female meditators became, no, female lives, and most of the male meditators also became male lives. According to their experience, even though they have been animal life also, no, they became the male animal and female animal because of their desire, because of their avijja, tanha, and ubadana. That also you can see it is true or not, you can check. Because in our Buddha, the great chronicle of the Buddha, so Buddha life story, if you read, so our Buddha, Sumedha, Hamid, and Yasodhaya, Sumedha Thiri, in their lifetime, they offer the Dhoni also, Dipengara Buddha, they offer the lotus flower, but because of their witch, so our Buddhas also, all of his bodhisattva life, he became male life only, even though animal also, he became male animal. But Yasodhaya Thiri also, all of his life, he became female lives only. Another one also, if you see Thiri Thera Apadana, the life story of Arhanda Bhikkhu and Bhikkhuni, and Buddha great Buddha chief disciple also, you see most of the male disciples are, they became in their existence of also they became the male life, and female meditator also they became female lives only. And also if you want to know, because that is because of asaya nusaya bhava nusaya, hidden tendency or inclination of existence. Last night also, Pa'ao Siara explained. You also, if you want to know, if your lifespan is expire, which life I wish to be trying to consider, you can know you are asaya nusaya. You can check your mind, which life you wish to become again in the future. So you can see you are asaya nusaya, inclination of the this existent. But nowadays also, so you see, so women are women have claiming equal rights in men and women. Some are also sexual for women life. Another one also you see nowadays transsexual also they claim they are right. Gay and tomboy also claim they are right. But really, as a worldly being, because of their craving, they urge, and they do as they are like. But really, as a Buddhist man view, we must see the true nature of the truth of suffering, the truth of origin of suffering, and we must practice according to the Buddha instructions. So the part leading to the sensation of the sensation, Eightfold Noble Path, and to attain the sensation of the truth of the suffering only, we will liberate that, we can get the freedom from the life. So therefore, so you also, you wish to free from the this not the life of suffering, we must practice the Eightfold Noble Path according to our Buddha instruction. Really, if we look in the Buddha dispensation, we can see, because Buddha also, he know all of the living beings are, they don't like to liberate from their existence. Some are also, they want to enjoy human pleasure. Some are also, they like to enjoy the Deva world. Some are also, they want to become the Brahma world. So because of that reason, Buddha also expounded many discourse according to their level. Because of that, so you can see, because Buddha, our Buddha is compassionate for all living beings to get the happiness in their life, in their existence. Because of that, he gave the many ways to do the dana, to restrain the precept, to do the meditation also. What is the samatha meditation? How to practice? Which Brahma planes? So also, what is the liberation of suffering? To practice the vipassana meditation very detailedly, exactly. Because of that, if you don't like to emancipate from the round of the riba also, you can practice according to your desire, dana and sila or the meditation. So you see in our Buddha lifetime also, you can see the Indian Asian culture. Because of that, so there are Indian culture, women life is not so easy and not so free. But our Buddha is compassionate for the women, and so he point out many things for the women in the many sutta and Buddha explain in the his Tipitaka. If you find if you look for, you will find the Dika Nikaya, Majjhima Nikaya, Sanyukta Nikaya, Anguttara Nikaya. Buddha expound the many discourses for the women. So here also one day I would like to collect and this sutta, and I want to write the something article. But in this today, according to the given times, I will choose some sutra from Sanyukta Nikaya Madhukama Vaka, and I want to give the suggestion, I want to give that present of the Dhamma for you. Buddha point out that when a woman possess this quality, she is without faith in the triple gems, shamelessness, and I'm afraid of wrongdoing, angry, unwise of, malicious, envious, stingy, avarice, of loose conduct, immoral, unlearned, lazy, muddled mind. With the break up of the body, after that, she is reborn in a state of misery, in a bad destination, in the netta world. Because of that, also, you don't want to emancipate, free from this round of the rebirths. Also, you want to enjoy one life after another. If you expect next Buddha, Maitreya Buddha or other Buddhas, so you should avoid this thing. Also, Buddha give the antidotes how to get the good destination. Buddha point out the quality which should be possessed by the woman. A woman has faith in triple gem, shame and fear of wrongdoing, without malice, not envy, not stingy, not of loose conduct, virtuous, learned, energetic, mindful, with the break up of their body, after death, she is reborn in a state of happy abode, in a good destination, in the heavenly world. Therefore, if you expect in the future good destination, you should avoid bad quality and carry out performs good qualities. After that, Buddha expounds the five power of women. When a woman possesses the power of beauty, the power of wealth, the power of relatives, the power of sons and virtues, she dwells confident at home, or having wounds over her husband. But when a man possesses the power of authority, a woman has been overcome by the power of authority. Neither the power of beauty nor can restore her, nor the power of health, nor the power of relatives, nor the power of son, nor the power of virtues. So therefore, man power of authority is overwhelming the woman, the power of beauty or son or wealth or relatives or virtue. But then Buddha said, in this five power of women also, which is the more powerful? So Buddha explained again, which is more powerful than other power of in this five power, beauty or wealth or son or relatives or the virtues? If a woman possess the power of beauty or the power of wealth or the power of relatives of the power of son, not the power of virtues, they expel her, they do not accommodate her in the family. If a woman possess the power of virtue, but not the power of beauty, wealth, relatives, son, they accommodate her in the family, they do not expel her. Because of that, so in these five power, virtue is, morality is very important. In the Sanyukta also, Sanyukta Nikaya also, one sutta, one of the Deva asks, which one is the best thing to wear, make beauty, look nice, even though we get older. So Buddha explained, the best thing to wear, to make beauty, to look nice, so the up to the old age, the virtue is there. We must adore, we must wear, we must beautify. This is the beauteous thing for the man or woman. So therefore, the power of beauty is more important than other wealth in human life or woman life. As the Blessed One said, five saturations that are difficult to obtain for a woman who has not done merit. These are: one is reborn into a suitable family, marry into a suitable family, having married into a suitable family, may I dwell at home without a rival, that is, without another wife or her husband, bear son and she abide with her husband under control. You like to get this power. So if you like to get this quality, so try to do the merit. For a woman who has not done marriage, these are difficult to obtain, but a woman who has done marriage is easily to obtain, mentioned above, to reborn into a suitable family, to marry into a suitable family, having married into a suitable family, so he will not become a chief concert he can overpower his husband, also she may bear sons. Another one also, Buddha explained that the five peculiar suffering of humans, they said, avinika dukkha. I think you also know that even when young or woman goes to live with her husband family and is separated from her relatives, a woman is subject to menstruations, a woman becomes pregnant and give birth, a woman is made to serve a man. These five kinds of suffering peculiar to a woman, which woman experience but not men. So I think you know much more than me how suffering this, that I do not explain detailly in this occasion, because if I tell also that is there, no, he has said only, you know more than this suffering. But really, whatever light may be, male or female, all of the lives are the truth of suffering. Therefore, Buddha said, no, even a little amount of excrement is repulsive, so do whatever life may be, I never praise any life. Because of Buddha saw the force of the suffering of life that you see in the Dhammacakkappavattana also, no, you also daily recite there, the dependent origination, jati dukkha, jara dukkha, vyadi dukkha, marana dukkha, no, soka parideva dukkha, dominas, ubayasa dukkha, no, apiyehi sampayoga dukkha, vipayehi, no, sampayoga dukkha, no. Also, yampe chanal bandi sambi dukkha, sankhitina pinchu padane kana dukkha. So that also, no, we must get, no, but all is that lamentation, pain, despair, no. So depart or no, separate from the lovable or desirable things and beings. So we must associate, no, and no, with undesirable beings and things. So whatever desire we cannot get. So because of this five khanda also, we must, no, face the, no, suffering. So we will face so many dukkha, countless of suffering in the future if we cannot attempt to emancipate from the round of the rebirth to attain, no, the, no, arhanta stage. Not only female like, but also we must, no, male also, no, we must, no, seeing the danger of the life and also we must try to not emancipate from the this no life. Another one also, so no, I want to explain. So no, here no, met a woman who is more intelligent. I think no, no. After that, I shall tell you no. So that is one of the story, no, I want to tell you. So one day, one of the prince, no, he came back from the Takasila University after fulfilling his education. After that, on the way, no, he also, no, near the village, because of he also thirsty, no, so that there is the also one well near the village. Because of that, this prince go to the this well. At that moment also, one girl, no, he is carrying the water to use for her homes, no. On the moment, this prince also come and so he asks the water. Because of that, this girl also, no, offer the water to the priest. After that, this girl asks, where do you come from? Oh, I come from the Takasila. I have learned my education. Do you skillful all techniques? Oh, I know, no, all the technique, all the science to study as a male, but you don't know woman nature, woman attitude. Oh, I know everything. Do you want to contact us? Yes, surely. After that, no, that girl, she is shouting and no, help me, help me, help me. So because of that, all the villager, no, they hold their, no, knife and rod and many weapons to fight that this, no, no, something danger condition. After that, this prince asked, why do you do like that way? I am, well, no, I will get the suffering. They will kill me. So please help me. Because of that, don't worry for that. You go down to the well. So after that, this villager come, help me, help me. One of the men fall in the water because of thirsty. So after that, this villager, no, take out the, this prince from the well. After that, so this girl asks, do you understand woman nature? Who is the intelligence? But because of women intelligence, these men, if they aspire to become women like my idea is well changing. So now, because of that, no, so I think women is more intelligent. But whatever may be, no, but so one day we must face that this suffering. But really, we should take that, no. So, no, considering the fall of the suffering ant. After that, no, if we not take the role models of the, no, the Buddha, Dhyan, Bhikkhu, and Bhikkhuni, if we practice not our and the no, Buddha instruction only, we can emancipate. Because of that, I have taken the no, one Bhikkhuni from the no, Padachari. No, so the Padachari was the daughter of a rich man from Sawiti. She was very beautiful and was guarded by very strictly by her parents. But one day she unloved a young man attendant of the family and went to live in a village. As a pure man's wife, he due course she became pregnant, and as the time of confinement drew near, she asked permission her husband to return to her parents in Sawiti. But her husband discouraged her, so one day her husband was away. She set out for the home for her parents. He followed her and caught up with her on the way and asked with her to return with him, but she refused. It so happened that as her time was drawing so near, she had to give birth to a son in one of the butchers. After the birth of to a son in one of the butchers, so after the birth of her son, she returned home with her husband. Then she was again with child, and as the time for confinement drew near, taking her with her sons, she again set out for the homes of her parents in Sawiti. Her husband followed her and caught up with her son on the way, but her time for delivery was coming on very fast, and it was also raining hard. The husband looked for a suitable place for confinement, and while he was cleaning a little patch of land, he was bitten by a poisonous snake and died instantaneously. Parachari waited for her husband, and while waiting for his return, she gave birth to her second son. In the morning, she searched for her husband, but only found his dead body, saying to herself that her husband died on account of her. She continued on her way to her parents. Because it had rained incessantly the whole night, the Achavari River was in spite, so it was not possible for her to cross the river carrying both her sons. Leaving the elder one on the side of the river, she crossed the stream with her dear old son and left him on the other bank. She then went back for elder boy. While she was in the middle of the river, a hawk hovered over the baby young child, thinking it was a piece of meat. She shouted to frighten away the hawk, but it was all in vain. The hawk carried the baby away. Meanwhile, the elder boy had his mother shouting from the middle of the river and thought she was calling out to him. He tried to go to his mother, but was carried away by the strong current. Thus, Padachari lost her two sons as well as her husband. So she wept and lamented loudly. A son is carried away by a hawk. Another son is carried away by the current. My husband is also dead, bitten by a poisonous snake. Then she met a man from Sawiti and tearfully asked after his parents. The man replied that due to a violent storm in Sawiti the previous night, the house of her parents had fallen down, and that both her parents, together with her only brother, had died and had been cremated on one funeral pyre. On hearing this tragic news, Bhadrachari went stark mad. She did not even notice that her clothes had fallen off from her body and that she was half naked. She went about the street shouting out, "Woe is me, woe is me." At this time, the Buddha was preaching at the Jetavana monastery and he saw Bhadrachari at a distance. So he willed that she should come to the congregation. The crowd seeing her coming trying to stop her saying, "Don't let the mad woman come in." But the Buddha told them not to prevent her coming in when Bhadrachari was close enough to hear him. He told her to control her mind and to keep calm. As she became aware of herself, she realized that she did not have her skirt on and shamefully, quietly sat down. Someone gave her a piece of cloth to cover herself. She then told the Buddha how she had lost her son, her husband, her parents, and her only brothers. The Buddha consoled her, "Bhadrachari, have no fear. You have now come to one who can protect you and can really guide you. Throughout this round of existence, samsara, the amount of tears you have shed on account of the death of son, husband, parent, and brother is voluminous." Then the Buddha expounded to her the Anamataka Sutta, which deals with countless existence, and she felt relieved and calmed. The Buddha added that one should not worry too much about those who were gone, but one should purify oneself and strive to realize Nibbana. On hearing this discourse, Bhadrachari realized the uncertainty and futility of existence and became established in the path that lead to the attainment of liberation from the round of rebirth. Bhadrachari became a bhikkhuni. One day, he was cleaning her feet with water from a water pot. As she poured the water from the first time, it flowed only a short distance and disappeared. She poured far the second time and the water went a little farther, but the water she poured for the third time went the farthest. As she looked at the flow and the disappearance of the water poured out successfully for three times, she began to perceive clearly the three stages in the light of beings. Because you see, in our not life, so one life up, no? In our life, so one year by one year, so all of the, no, our no, body are decaying and decaying, but we cannot notice that this condition after changing, no, many years only we can notice. But Bhadrachari also like that way, no. So no, firstly, no, no, he pour the water, this water also flow and the disappear in the earth. After that also, next time, no, second time he pour the water, so like that way, no, flowing little far and disappear. That time also, no, flowing little far away and so disappear. You see our body also like that way, no, at our young age, so at the baby stage, no, the body is not as a baby form and baby feature only. After teenage, the body feature is another. After that 50 age, the body feature is another. Over 60 or 70, that is all are changing. But one day after another, if we look, that is, oh, my body is not changed. Still, I am very beauty. But if you take your photo, no, after that, if you compare all the photo, but you can see what are the changing. So like that way, no? Bhadrachari also, he know that his condition, he can reflect that this condition. After that, Buddha seeing her through his supernormal power from the Jetavana monastery sent forth his radiant and exalted heart. Bhattachari, you are now on the right path. You now have the true perfection perception of the component things, kana of the life. One who does not perceive the impermanent suffering and non-self of component things is useless even if he were to live for 100 years. But it is better that one lives only for a moment, seeing the component things, how all not impermanent, no, suffering and rising and passing away. So this is the better life. So because of soon after, Bhattachari realized and comprehend that this true nature, she attained the arhantahood. You also, if you practice day by day, one day when you are the insight knowledge mature, you will attain like that stage. Another one is the mother of the many children, Bahuputika story also, I want to say. Once in Sawitri, Daya lived in Kabul with many children. Because of that also, her name, Bahuputika. All the children had got married and the family was doing quite well. Then the father died and the mother kept all the property without giving anything to the children. Her son and daughter wanted the inheritance. So they said, "Mother, now the father is dead. What is the use of you are retaining the property? Can we support you? You should give us." So they said this again and again, and their mother believed that her children will look after her. So she finally divided up the property without leaving anything for herself. After that division of the property, she first went to stay with her elder son. But after that, for living for not long times, for few and days or few months, her daughter-in-law complained and said, "She has come to stay with us, as if she has given us to share." So after that, because of telling like that again and again, so Bahuputa also upset. Really, his son also doesn't tell his wife, "You should not tell my mother like that way. That is not suitable." So because of this Bahuputa, the woman also upset his daughter-in-law sitting like that way again and again. She went to stay with her second son. And the second son home also like that way. Daughter-in-law said again. After that, she went for one son to another, and after that, from one daughter to another. So like that way, she moved one house to another. But so initially they support well, but slowly and slowly, they disappoint to her mother. Really, our human life, I think, you see, most of the parents, they can support their children, one or two or three or six or five or seven, no problem. But seven or children, so they cannot support parents. So therefore, how suffering, human life. You also, you see, nowadays, Singaporean, I think not Malaysia included, but I heard when their parents are old age, they send to the old age home. Sometimes they send the food and money only. 1 week or 1 month only, they go and they see their parents. Sometimes they never go. They put their parents in the old age home only. How suffering, how miserable life. So that is not one life only. So in the future also, I think, will face this type of problem, because nowadays, most of the people are looking for the money and materiality only. Because of that, they cannot look after their son, their parents. So I think should not become next life for them. human life. So if you become, if you wish to become human life, so maybe not sure. we will meet this type of suffering. So after that, so this Bahubuddha also greatly disappointed with her children. So then he came, he went to the monastery, and after that she became a bhikkhuni. So Bahubuddha realized that she became a bhikkhuni only in her old age, and that she must not be negligent, but must make use of the his remaining period of her life to the utmost. So for the whole night, she meditated on the Dhamma. She thought, since I have entered the Sangha in old age, so that she performed the major and minor duty assigned to nuns in behoves me to be helpful, I will therefore spend the whole night in meditation on the lower terrace. Putting her hand on pillars, she guided her steps thereby and meditated. Even as she walked along, fearfully that in dark place she might strike her head against a tree or against some other object, she put her hand on a tree and guided her steps thereby, meditated, resolved to observe only the Dhamma taught by the Buddha. She considered the Dhamma and pondered the Dhamma and meditated. One day, the Buddha seated in the Gandhakuti, the perfume chamber, sent forth his radiant image of himself, and sitting as it were face to face with her, talking with her, seeing the Bahubuddha, the life of one who does not practice the Dhamma is useless. Even if he were to live for 100 years, it is better that one lives only for a moment, seeing the Dhamma, comprehending the true sublime. So like that way, Buddha preached the Dhamma. After that, this Bahubuddha, reflecting the mindfully on the advice given by the Buddha, and Bahubuddha also, because of her insight and knowledge is mature, she attained the arhanthood. Because of that, you should take the role model as a this Padachari and this Bahubuddha theory, and trying to practice diligently, ardently. One day you might attain that this stage, and you can get the freedom from the woman life, or you can get the freedom from the lives. So another one also, after attaining the this Arhanta stage, even though the Mara also come and disturb, they don't fright them, because every time I had something, meditator, they change their experience. Oh, I am frightened. I am scared. So like that way, because of that, I heard again and again, I want to encourage you, because Buddha dying bhikkhuni, after attaining the this Arhanta stage, so they don't frighten, they don't fear their conditions. So because at that time, Buddha time, the bhikkhuni in Savatthi are also, after taking arm rounds, after their meals, they went to the Andawanda, the blind man's grove. So for their day seclusion, so for their abide. So in this bhikkhuni, one day, bhikkhuni Alawaka was meditating, so in that Andawanda, the blind man grows. At that time, the Mara, so yesterday also Pa'aksyaro explained, the five type of Mara. So this Mara also, the Mara Dewa from there, that is the Visavari plane. So this Mara descend to the plane and desire to arouse fear and to make her fall away from seclusion, approach and address here in this verses. There is no escape in the world. So what will you do with seclusions? Enjoying the delight of sensual pleasure. Don't be remorseful later. Then it's occurred to the bhikkhuni Alawika. Now who is it that reciting these verses? A human being or a non-human being? Then she realized this is Mara creation to arouse fear and fall away from seclusion. She replied to him in these verses, "There is an escape in the world, which I have closely touched with wisdom. O evil one, kismet of the negligent, you do not know that state. Sensual pleasure are like swords and sticks, the aggregates like their chopping block. What you call sensual delight has become for me non-delight." So after that, Mara realized, and sad and disappointed, so despair from at that moment. So because of that, after becoming the Bhikkhuni Arhanta stage, whatever sensual desire, sensual delight, he didn't delight. So like that way, another Bhikkhuni also, Soma Thiri, she had meditated in the Dishandavana monastery. This Mara also came and distraught again to that Bhikkhuni Soma Thiri also. Like that way, he said to this Bhikkhuni, "That state so hard to achieve, which is to be attained by the seers, cannot be attained by a woman with her two finger wisdom." So really, sometimes the woman is doing not suitable well. We sometimes also the man blame or abuse. So you have not wisdom is two finger wisdom only, because of that you are doing is wrong. So like that we blame. Mara also, so to that this Bhikkhuni, with her two finger wisdom cannot be attained by a woman, which is to be attained by the seer. So but because of she also she attained the Arhanta Bhikkhuni, she frightened to this Mara Sedi, and she replied to him this verses, "What does womanhood matter at all? When the mind is concentrated well, when knowledge flow on steadily, as one see cordially into the Dhamma, one to whom it might occur, I am a woman or I am a man or I am anything at all, is fit for Mara to address." So like that way, he's go to the Mara. So you can see when attain the Arhanta stage, does not afflict Mara or anything at all, he or she can go to the Mara. And another one, I like to give another Bhikkhuni, Kisa Gorami. She also how do that she stay, because this Kisa Gorami also in the our Dhammapada, so very famous one. You must know, because of her son that so he looking for the medicine to restore that her dead son to life. So after that, he went some disciple, some people encouraged to go the Buddha. Buddha only you can do this thing. After that, Buddha told to her, "You should look for the master street from the house. This house never and the no one died in this house." So like that way, after that, she search for this master street, the house, no one died. So after looking for but she didn't find the house, no one died, because of that she realized this lamentation is not her only, everybody faced that this life was suffering, because of she realized so after that she became to the Bhikkhuni, and after practicing her meditation also she became the Arhanta. She also one day she is meditating in the Andavana forest, so Mara also came and disturbed again. After that this Mara told to her, "Why not when your son is dead do you sit alone with tearful face?" And having entered the wood all alone, Are you on the looking for a man? So after that, so Kisa Gautami Thera replying to the this Mara, I have gotten past the death of sand. With this, the search for the man has ended. I do not sorrow, I do not weep, nor do I fear you, friend. The light everywhere has been destroyed. The mask of darkness has been sundered. Having conquered the army of death, I dwell without defiled taints. So after that, Mara also realized, and so because of that, he disappointed and ran away. Another one also, no? One, no? So another one is there, no? And one, no, Thera, Bhikkhuni names Vajira Thera, no? So Vajira Thera also, one day, she is meditating on that Anavana monastery forest. So that time also Mara come and again. So Mara also, no, asks there this question. By whom has the being been created? Where is the maker of the being? Where has the being risen? Where does the being cease? So this question also very good to answer, because you also, you must have this question. Because some religions ask the question to the Buddhists. So there is the shoe, you know. Because of shoe made by the shoemaker, you know. So shoe also has the creator. Because of that, in this world also you see, without creator, how can exist? Because of that, you know, there is the creator, you know, the creator. No, eternal God created in this world. Do you believe this? They are open, they are suggestion. No creator, no. But other religions, they no, they clinging to this idea, and the shoe has the no creator, shoes maker is the creator. Because of that, the world also has the creator. This creator is their eternal gods. The eternal God created the, this world. So like that way, they some no. Who are the not an intelligent person? They said like that way, you know, to accept the eternal God creator. But Buddha view, you know, Vajira Thera reply is very good. Why now do you assume a being? No, Mara is that you are speculative view. This is a heap of sheer of formations. Here no being is found. Really, no, creator or not creator, we don't want to not criticize. But really, if it's the eternal creator, how he created, he also, he, no, this eternal God must have mind and matter only. Without mind and matter, how he create in this world? Because of that, if they accept eternal God, we don't want to criticize. They are eternal God also mind and matter only. If this eternal God is no mind and matter, because of mind and matter, this also rising and passing away. If they are rising and passing away, he is not eternal God only. You should understand. You know? If they criticize our Buddhism, if they say, you know, to accept that this creator in this world, so if there is no creator, this creator can create mind and matter. You know? Without mind and matter, this creator also cannot exist. So after that, you know, this Vajira Thera reply, why now do you assume a being, Mara? Is that you are speculative view? This is a heap of sheer formations. Here no being is found. Just as with an assemblage of parts, the word chariot is used. So when the aggregate exists, there is convention a being. Really, no, all are five aggregate. As a convention only, as a conceptual thought only, this is the being, this is the woman, this is the man, but all are five aggregate only. So therefore, Vajira Thera replied, it is only suffering that come to be, suffering that stem and fall away, nothing but suffering comes to be, nothing but suffering ceases. So because of that, whatever life, whatever beings may be, all are five aggregate, all are, no, mind and matter, this mind and matter are, past also all of the life are suffering, in this also suffering stand, and after that also this suffering only ceasing, no more, no, and beings or no more men or women, all are five aggregate, suffering cease only. Here, no, after having, after heard that, and that this verses, Mara also disappoint and run away. So you also, if you like to not get that, not look like that's confidence, trying hard diligently, urgently, you also, you will get there, no, this knowledge, no. So, no, if you practice systematically, no, successfully, no, day by day, by practicing the seven purifications step by step, no. So after that, because of that, this insight meditation knowledge is mature, you will get first knowledge and part and fruition, Sotapatti Mega. After attaining the Sotapatti, no, Mega and part and fruition, you will, no, you can completely destroy the wrong view of individuality, doubt and adherence to the rite and ritual. If you practice, no, again and again, no, when you are inside knowledge is mature, when you attain the second path and knowledge, Sakadagami Mega, so because of, no, Sakadagami Ga, no, path knowledge, you will, no, weaken the lust and anger. If you practice, no, urgently, diligently, when you attain the third knowledge, a path and fruition, you can destroy completely, no, sensual lust and anger without remainder. If you can attain, no, at the, no, final, no, the fourth part knowledge, if you became the Arhanta Mega and plus stage, you will completely destroy all attachments to find material and immaterial realms, sloth and torpor, conceit, restlessness and remorse and, no, delusion without remainder. After that, you will be freedom from the human life and the life of all existence. After that, you will be attaining the, no, the, no, Nibbana absolute, you will free from all of the suffering. So you also, no, you also practice urgently, diligently, no, step by step, no. After that, no, you also, you must practice Vipassana meditation, established by the concentration, no, stand on the foundation of virtue, the ground of the virtue. When you are, no, this, your perfection is mature, you will get surely the part and fruition of this, no, as like this bhikkhuni, and one day you will be free from this, no, you will get the freedom. So you also, no, I also, I wish, no, all of you, no, to be, may you all be, no, get the freedom of, no, suffering, no. So because of that, may you realize the Dhamma as soon as possible, may you be free from all things as soon as possible, may you attain the Nibbana as soon as. So, no, trying to, no, honor the, our, no, practice that this Dhamma, and after that, to aspirate, and then should share to the merits to other depart relatives. Imaya Dhammanu Dhammapati Patiya Buddham Bujemi Imaya Dhammanu Dhammapati Patiya Dhammam Bujemi Imaya Dhammanu Dhammapati Patiya Sangam Bujemi Adaya Imaya Patipatiya Jati Jara Pradi Maranama Parikmongchisami Idame Nyati Nahodu Sukhita Hodu Nyadayo Idame Nyati Nahodu Sukhita Hodu Nyadayo Idame Nyati Nahodu Sukhita Hodu Nyadayo idami punyang asawakyang wahang hodu idami punyang nibbanasa pachayo hodu idami punyang sabbasattanam bajima desabbe mesamam punyabhagam labantu sadhu sadhu sadhu.